310 here on WDTOP. Men traditionally drink more than women, but new numbers show the difference between them is apparently narrowing. Researchers from the National Institutes of Health found a larger percentage of women have had an alcoholic drink within the past 30 days than did a decade earlier. And the number of days where they've drank is also up. Question is, what's going on here?
Well, here with us live, Gabrielle Glazer, author of Her Best Kept Secret, Why Women Drink and How They Can Regain Control. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
What is the reason that women are drinking more?
Well, one of the biggest reasons is actually college education. Activities on college campuses, even though women are now outnumbering men on college campuses, the activities on university campuses typically tend to be dominated by male-centered activities like football games, fraternity parties, dive bars. Women go along with these activities and they develop drinking habits that they carry with them into their 20s, 30s, and 40s.
What are the health consequences of all this?
Well, alcohol is one area in which women and men are simply not equal at all. Biologically, we process alcohol differently. Females have more body fat, which retains alcohol, and less water that dilutes it than men. We also make less of an enzyme called alcohol dehydrogenase, which helps process alcohol. So women physically cannot keep up with men, even if they are the same body weight as men are. They physically are going to have the more toxic reactions to alcohol sooner than a man ever will.
So when the report from NIH shows more women are drinking as men do, does it relate at all to alcoholism?
No, it doesn't. And I want to be very careful about, you know, spelling out the differences between those two. First of all, the new term that the DSM, the Psychiatric Bible, uses is alcohol use disorder, and that denotes a spectrum from mild to moderate to severe. So only about 10% of the 18 million Americans who have alcohol use disorder are on the severe end of the spectrum. But it is something that, you know, women need to kind of keep an eye on and understand that there are risks for certain kinds of cancers, including breast cancer and skin damage, a lot of things that can come can go along with excess alcohol use.
Well, we have the holidays coming up. Often that comes with a lot of drinking. What do you want women to know?
I think it's important for women to understand that just because you find yourself in a pattern where you are drinking more than normal or your consumption has ratcheted up in recent years, it's important to understand that there are so many tools we have that have been proven effective to step away or step back, dial back from excessive alcohol use. It doesn't mean that you're a quote-unquote alcoholic if you're drinking too much. It means you probably have developed a habit. You've gotten, you know, it's gotten a little bit out of control. It's almost like anything else. It's like eating too much. It's like not exercising enough. We all develop habits that, you know, become kind of comforting over time, even if they're not good for us. And it's really important to understand that there are medications that can help curb craving. There are behavioral tools such as cognitive behavioral therapy. There are online groups that do not suggest that all people need to be abstinent if they do develop a problem. People can learn to moderate, and that's a really important lesson.
Gabrielle, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an important study.
Yeah, Gabrielle Glazer, author of Her Best Kept Secret, Why Women Drink and How They Can Regain Control.